Some of us who do it for part of our job, and some of us just do it for, we love listening to music on our headphones, and we love having the volume turn up as loud as we can, maybe getting a bit of exercise, maybe to block out a bit of whatever's going on in the background. Of course, the latest research suggesting that, yeah, we're probably doing ourselves quite a disservice there. And to go through that latest research from Macquarie University and the National Acoustics Laboratory there is Dr. Megan Gilliver. Good morning, Megan. I guess how much is too much, and should we be on them at all, the headphones, that is?
Yeah, good morning. As you said, we really enjoy listening to music and we enjoy our headphones. They're a great source of leisure, but perhaps we might just need to be looking at the volume that we're listening at and how long we're listening. So, yeah, we have a bit of a rule of thumb about 80% of volume is a good volume to be thinking about keeping our devices under, and about an hour and a half a day is also a good sort of limit to put on yourself.
Because I know for myself at the moment, I'm trying to get a bit of time to sort of either go for a walk or run most afternoons, and I've sort of got the headphones in, but I've sort of got it right up, turned up as loud as it'll go. So I guess that's a bit of a no-no, even though I'm only doing it for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, and it is, I mean, there is some variation. The louder you're listening, obviously, the less time you can listen for. So if you're listening lower, you can put it on for a bit longer. And actually, other research that a colleague here has been working on has done, especially for exercise, where people like to pump up that sound. Sometimes finding music with a higher beat is nearly as motivating as that extra volume. So that's another way of maybe still enjoying your music, but finding a different way of motivating yourself.
Actually, that's not a bad little trick. I might keep that in mind for tonight, just to something that's a bit more pumped up so I don't need the volume up that loud. Because the research you've got saying that around 2 out of 5 Australians who do regularly use headphones believe they've got some sort of hearing loss. Do we think that that particularly is going to be the main driver for the hearing loss, or it could be a combination of things?
Look, it's quite possible it's a combination of things. We can't do a direct correlation there. But I guess what we're seeing is the good news is that people are thinking about their hearing and they are aware that maybe they've noticed a change or maybe that they're experiencing difficulties in noise. And I guess that's a good news in terms of them being able to seek out help or think about what they can do to stop any further problems occurring.
Because I guess the trick is to get on top of it before it happens, because once it goes, it's not necessarily coming back at all. So have the music down and have it not on as often as we feel we need to. Of course, we wear them for our job here, so we only have them on for a couple of minutes at a time, so I guess that's not too bad. But if you've got them in, particularly the ones that go right inside, like little earbud ones, that can be a bit of a drama.
Yeah, it's all about the volume. And in fact, sometimes another way of perhaps keeping the volumes down is one of the things we often do like to do is turn up the music to block out whatever the noise environment is around us. And so sometimes maybe investing in some better quality headphones or even some of the new noise cancelling sort of devices allows you to keep listening but not have to have the volume up as high. We want people to continue listening, you know, for many, many years to come. So we want them to protect their ears now so they can continue to enjoy music right into the future.
I like the sound of that. Megan, do what you can and maybe just get the headphones off for a while and enjoy the sound of the birds and the nature out there. That's a thought also.
That's often an option.
It is. All right, Megan, thank you for sharing that with us today. Have a great Christmas and thanks for your time.
You too. Thanks.
There she is. It's Dr. Megan Gilliver from Macquarie University. And just turn the sound down a little bit. That's probably the way to go. At 11:26 at 2NURFM, it's Maroon 5 and Sunday morning.